Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've now come full circle into overdrive. Red Beckman, icon of founding the Fully Informed Jury Association. I'm going to have him plug his address and some of his booklets that are excellent, Walls in Our Minds and others. But I go back and see presentations Beckman gave 30 years ago on video. He's been fighting for 50. And he laid out everything that would happen, everything that would go on. It's now happened. He said, the state is always set up as a false god to give you everything. Then it implodes. It instinctively wages war on good people. We're now coming to that point. You were getting into the false god of the state. And it's pathetic acolytes. It's pathetic minions who revel in the evil. Finish up with your point on that, Red.
I was just thinking one of the programs, one of the nasty programs at the Internal Revenue Service, you see, they were, the Internal Revenue Service, they were into this this scumbag government long before some of the other agencies. And, you see, I've been a part of what I call the freedom movement. Some people call it the patriot movement. They call it the tax protest movement and all that. I've been part of it now for 40 years. And it finally dawned on me one time that the IRS and the government, they have hired sharp guys, well-educated guys and such, to become infiltrators into the freedom movement and to the tax protests. And so these people would come, and they would come out of the woodwork, seemingly, and join up with the tax protesters, and they would be sharp. They would have some smarts. And the first thing that you know, they would weasel themselves into leadership positions. And they would put out false information, and people would jump on it because they didn't know that, you know, they couldn't tell that these guys were infiltrators. And so we've had leadership in the freedom movement in this country in this 40 years that I've been around, and they've had leadership that worked their way, people worked their way up to the top leadership. And they've written books and all this kind of thing, and they put out false information. And you see, the IRS and the government, they need tax protesters so that they can send them to jail.
Absolutely. Cass Sunstein talked about that, cognitive infiltration, to put in groups to create infighting and false info.
Yeah.
To say this guy's a Fed, this person's a Fed, or to shoot fake videos to get us fighting with each other. Red, we're out of time, but it's been over a year since you were on. Yeah, I think it's been over 40 years you've been on the. It's almost 50, buddy. You've been fighting the globalists from the memory I've got.
Yeah.
And we just salute you briefly. Give out your address and how much it costs for folks that want to get some of your great books and booklets at cost.
Well, my address is just Red Beckman at P.O. Box 61. Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-S, Carroll's, Washington, 98609. And there is just a limited supply of The Law That Never Was, Volume 1, available yet. And of course, they can buy those. We get $35 plus $5 postage and handling.
It's a big, huge encyclopedia book, and you got a bunch of other booklets. We're out of time. Folks can find out at redbeckman.com. Red, let's get you on the nightly news for a commercial-free interview next week or something. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
God bless you, brother. What an American hero to talk to Red Beckman. I'm out of time, folks. I got a lot of stuff to do. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I got miles to go before I sleep. I'm going to be working till 11 o'clock tonight on OD2, Obama Deception 2. It's racist.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps support free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now and you can support your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-261-4431. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to promote your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 15th day of August, 2013 worldwide broadcast. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Today, breaking, stocks tumble, scared by quick interest rate spikes. We've been telling you that that is coming. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Egyptian Islamists target Christian churches in a wave of apparently coordinated attacks in Egypt and across the rest of the Middle East. The Egyptian military responds by mowing them down, because the Al-Qaeda group is trying to take over Egypt, and our Pentagon and Obama respond by saying they're going to cut off military aid to the Egyptian military, and they basically say stand down and let Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood take over Egypt. This is really the setup for World War III they're trying to have here. I mean, this is off the charts. This is even stuff I can't even believe. It's so crazy, and the average American doesn't even know this is going on. That our supposed government is putting the most radical Muslims who have fought U.S. troops all over the world directly into Libya, Syria, Egypt, you name it, and are just turning them loose to blow up churches and throw Christians off roofs. I see new videos every day. To the point I've almost got Christian mass murder fatigue, where I'll see a new article by Watson or a new story we've posted on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and I won't even click on it. Watching them take Christians up to the edge of a five-story building and throw them one after another off to their deaths, or hack them up with machetes, or blow up churches, or go into Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, ancient churches, burn them down, blow them up. I mean, I just can't even look at it anymore. And then you turn on MSNBC and it's, Obama loves the children. Obama loves Africa. Obama wants you to have free health care. As the premiums go up 50%+, as it raises payroll taxes on people making less than $20,000 a year, as the economy just shuts down, as over 50 million people, they're announcing this last year, have already gone on to part-time because of Obamacare. We're watching the shutdown of America, the globalist scorched earth policy, and I just sit here watching it in absolute horror. And I want to explain something. I know the globalist operations. I know how they operate. I know what they do. But now, this is even weirder than I thought they would get this quick. I mean, this is just so naked. And they're having drills and then real operations all over the country where the army just shows up with SWAT teams and sets up checkpoints and starts dragging people out of vehicles and helicopters and are crashing in drills. And I've got articles today and police are SWAT teaming people over 3-inch grass in Arlington outside Dallas. That's in mainstream news. And they're SWAT teaming people over unpaid parking tickets and just black uniforms everywhere. They're putting up guard towers. I've got news with face scanning cameras everywhere, and then admitting that they're preparing for a war. I have the state police out of Texas, but also the state police out of New Hampshire. I've got several of these articles that I'm going to be going over today in the city council meetings. And I have a city police chief as well saying we've got to get armored vehicles because we're preparing for war with the Tea Party and libertarians. Actually says that. And they're being honest about it. They're in meetings pre-positioning weapons for us. I mean, and then a Marine Corps colonel, recently retired, went up and spoke to the council and said, look, I've been part of this overseas. This is the pre-deployment. This is a takeover. This is illegal. That video is up on Infowars.com. And by the way, it is people like him, because they've got everybody's number. We've got your number, by the way, globalist. So they're going to come and kill with death squads when they try the total coup d'etat takeover. And it will follow with a nuke going off in Dallas or Chicago or Austin or Denver. By the way, I'm listing cities the CFR have said they think Al-Qaeda is going to nuke. That means they're going to nuke and then blame it on their patsies. This is an outside corporate takeover. And when those nukes go off, they're going to blame it on libertarian groups and patriot groups, and it'll be so overwhelming, the images of people with their eyes burned out from the nuke going off on the edge of the blast and the giant smoking crater and the civil emergency that's announced with all the grid lined up and ready to go up against the American people, that even most libertarians and conservatives will say, I didn't want to believe it, but I guess these talk show hosts were working with them. I guess Obama's got to arrest them. And at that point, folks, if you give in to it, it's going to be a hot takeover, and they're going to end up coming and getting you as well. But they're going to wipe out most of the generals, most of the colonels, the retired people they know are patriots. Next, they're going to wipe out the state police who've been given the questionnaires. You know, will you go arrest Christians? Like they said a few months ago in Colorado, that freaked out the state police commanders. And they went public and said, we were called in and said, are you ready to arrest Christians and gun owners and libertarians? And they were like, is this a joke? And the Homeland Security said, this is not a joke. They were there marking down everybody that wasn't going to go along. I mean, you want front row seats to a takeover, folks. Let me tell you something. That's what Obama Deception 2 is about. I was going to have a little bit of that at the end, saying they might try a military staged event and a coup d'etat. But they've already basically taken over, so they'll probably just want to gut the country, get rid of Obama in a few years, bring in a new puppet. But more and more, the financial collapse they've engineered may catch up with them, and they may go ahead and have to go with the staged event ahead of that. because I'm seeing all the indicators that they may go ahead and just try to keep Obama in office, okay? And I want to explain something to you. I told my crew this last night at about 6:30, right before the nightly news. I'm standing around with some of the TV crew, and I said, you know why MSNBC has come out and said I'm basically behind the Boston bombing and that I am a, quote, deep racist. And they had the former head of the RNC agree with them. It's because we've got their number, folks. We've got their number. We know them better than they do because they're all compartmentalized, kind of wicked, lazy people on average. The low-level and mid-level, even high-level people are not master controllers. We've reverse-engineered their whole program, gone and read all the white papers. We know what their program is. Most of these globalists work 5-6 hours a day, go play golf, have mistresses, party all day long. I mean, they're very decadent slobs, okay? And so the system does not like my broadcast because this is open HUMET organic intelligence network that's telling it like it is. And we're blowing their cover within the Pentagon and within the CIA, FBI, private corporations. People are all sitting around. We can see the traffic coming in, but I've talked to countless military officers, and they're all openly with earpieces listening to the show right now. They all know what's happening. They're watching everything I'm saying on the outside. The tumblers going into place where they're at going, oh, yeah, yeah. And then they're giving us even more information. And they're starting to go public and leak info. They see what's going on, folks. Military is meeting all over the country, former and current, saying, what are we going to do about this? And we do not need a counter coup, folks, preemptively. We need to expose the plan for a false flag to be blamed on real Americans, people that have basic American values and are not lazy pieces of filth. Those of us that have not been successfully psychologically destroyed by this high-tech psych warfare are the enemy. Because we're all that's left, folks, from capturing the nuclear weapons and the even more advanced directed energy weapons, particle beam weapons, fission fusion, antimatter weapons that the Air Force has admitted they have, but details are classified. Yeah, I mean, they were making A-bombs in the 40s, folks. They got a little bit more than that now. They got stuff that'll blow up the whole solar system, according to my intel. So the point here is that you got crazy globalists that want control of all that fully. Bioweapons that'll kill 98% of people, and that's old stuff, 30 years old. They got stuff that kills everybody, reportedly. And I mean, you got a bunch of crazies that want full control of that. And there are a lot of people now in the military seeing that they're being replaced with robots, seeing that they're being replaced with computers, seeing that police departments are getting rid of their police everywhere, only having rapid reaction paramilitary forces backed up by helicopters, and they're going to phase out the regular beat cop and have cameras give the tickets and surveil. They're putting up these command towers all over the country, laying off half the police forces on average in these cities. You're going to be out of a job, too. I mean, this is the total end of humanity if they're able to get this program rolling. And it's because I understand this, and you understand this, that we're the enemy. And let me just tell the globalists something. We have you in check, and you know that. You can kill me tomorrow, and my conscience is clear that I was not part of this. Okay? I will not be part of what you're doing to people. I will not passively go along with this or back off just because I know I'll be destroyed if I don't. I have sworn on the altar of God to go 110% against the enemy. And I just pray that I'm up to do the as good as I can into the face of this. But I told you, folks, they're lining up against us right now. They're opening up. The Pentagon has announced domestic operations in PSYOPs against the American people. That's freaking out the people in the Pentagon, realizing just how evil this is. They're going to go to private contractors with disinfo operations. It's going to get crazy. And let me tell you something, folks. If they gun me down in my yard or say I get carjacked, I predict within 48 hours of being killed, you're going to see a nuke go off or a bioweapon released. And they're not just going to kill me. They're going to go wipe out a bunch of military officers. They're going to wipe out a lot of FBI agents. Just listen, folks. They'll probably kill Ron Paul. You'll just see everybody start getting killed or arrested. They'll do it 24 to 48 hours out. They're not going to want us running around when all this goes down. They're going to try to cut off the communications as well. So understand, this is not a game. This is not a joke. And you notice who they're coming after front and center. InfoWars. Because we've got their number. We know who they are.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Yeah, folks, we're living in the science fiction era here. We're living in 2013. And coming up in the next segment, this is a short segment, I'm going to get into MSNBC. Blames Boston bombing on, quote, deeply racist Alex Jones. And I'm going to muse here openly on air, and I've got to talk to my lawyer today about what the best course is, because they're so discredited that even though I know I could, with a jury, get a judgment on them, and undoubtedly this is going to cause us damage. It's designed to cause damage to us. Just that I've accepted that my name will be damaged and everything still doesn't mean it's okay for them to do that. Is it in the final equation something I should do because I've got films to make, I've got bigger fish to fry? At a certain point, I pretty much have to sue them, like NBC got sued for editing George Zimmerman together to make it sound like, yeah, he's walking around, he's a black guy. Instead of, yeah, he's walking around looking in cars, blah, blah, blah. Later, what color is he? Oh, he's black. They edited that. You know, this isn't even editing something together. They show no proof. They just say he's deeply racist and connected to white supremacists, and they just and the bombers. I mean, you couldn't say something worse, except for maybe I'm a child molester. And I fully expect on this trajectory of these guys that if I don't sue them, they're going to next say I am the bomber. I mean, God forbid I don't come get arrested tomorrow and they say I'm a bomber and MSNBC says he's the bomber, he's the bomber. They already say that about the living Tsarnaev brother who's pled not Dzhokhar, who's the living brother. Clearly shut those guys up. His brother worked for the CIA. That came out. They killed their witness friends, arrested the others, killed FBI agents that were part of the arrest, covering that up. Clearly a drill, clearly a national security deal. Saudis running all around the place. They're mad, folks. Let me tell you why they're coming after us. Let me first say this and then go to break and come back with the full break now on this. They're coming after us with what I just said in the last segment. Because I guess they're so arrogant about the general public or that they control the press that nobody go read Rand Corporation documents, nobody go read Club of Rome documents, UN documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents, State Department documents. I mean, we've listed them all here. I made films about it. Their whole program, UN documents on sterilizing people with vaccines, Bill Gates documents, and it's like they go around and talk about all this in their white papers. I get the white papers. I go, look at how horrible this is. They come out and say I'm a liar. People go look and find out it's true. I'm talking about unity of humanity to go to the stars and fighting racism. I've protested the Ku Klux Klan, no exaggeration, probably 15 times. And I'm not here saying, oh, look, I'm a good trendy or something. I protest them because they're a bunch of feds and prove that. And had police SWAT teams aiming guns at me and nobody else and then threatening me. The police in Waco were with the Klan, basically, in one case. And so it's basically like saying Martin Luther King is anti-black to say I'm racist. I mean, it's just that asinine. And so if they can get away with that, I mean, they're going to start saying, well, what's next? I mean, it's worse than saying I'm a deep racist without showing a clip, any proof, anything. To then say I'm connected and influenced bombers. Alex Jones and white supremacists influenced the bombers. Homeland Security says. And I've already gone through this before when Richard Plaplowski, and I got five retractions because I threatened to sue him that time. Richard Plaplowski came out, shot three cops because he was drunk, Marine Corps, kicked out of the Marine Corps. He got another pit bull. They're defecating and urinating all over the floor. His mother gave testimony. She says, I'm calling the police. You won't leave the house. The cops come. He throws a fit, kills three of them. Turned out the guy hated me. She was a troll on all the white supremacist sites and on my side attacking me. They knew that. Within 2 hours of getting in his computer, they said he did it for Alex Jones. We went and searched his name, said, he's one of our biggest critics because I don't make things racial and because I don't hate black people and Jews. And I said, I'm going to sue you. And they had five retractions in newspapers. And I was going to sue them. Had my lawyer put them on notice with an overnight cease and desist and tort letter saying, we're getting ready to sue you. Retract now. So I'm going to send a registered letter in the next few days to MSNBC. And I guess I'm just going to have to sue them. I mean, I just... Because next, folks, they're going to say, I am the bomber. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to break all this down, play it, play the clip, and then dovetail it into why they're coming after us. because we're pointing out they're setting up martial law in America. We're pointing out they're shutting down our power plants, shipping our jobs overseas. We're pointing out that the Federal Reserve is foreign.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go over every facet of why the White House run Media Matters, MSNBC, and others are engaging in conscious. I mean, they sit around and script how to consciously lie. That's 100% clear when you know how media works. And what is their goal? Because for anybody that can think, it's a joke. But it's not a joke with their target audience. It's not a joke with their target audience. We're going to be getting to that in just a moment and talk about what a big deal this is. And then again, it's some very serious geopolitical news, stock market financial news, and things that the establishment does not want us to really focus in on, obviously. I mean, what is it about this broadcast and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that makes them so upset? By the way, occasionally I'm wrong about things in the media, and I'm always happy to admit it when I am wrong. The current issue of Esquire came out, And there's a big story on yours truly in it, I guess about 6,000 words. And it asks, am I paranoid or a patriot? And basically it ends as a positive article. Now, I talked to the reporter, and he didn't say this was off record. He said he's getting a lot of heat over this. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's the fact that he is one of the top in the top three profilers in the country, or if not the world, John Richardson. His dad was CIA section chief over Southeast Asia. And we're going to get him on next week to talk about the book about his dad, My Father the Spy. He promised to come on. He doesn't do a lot of interviews. If I would do an interview with him, because I tried to get him on years ago, and he was too busy. And he wanted to talk to me to explore if what I was saying was true or not. And the piece was going to come out more negative, but then all the NSA stuff, he's been working on this like 4 months, then all the NSA stuff and things broke. And a lot of what I said turned out to be true, and he really, really had his own mini awakening. And he was already a pretty smart guy. And I did the interview because he's done hundreds of profiles with prime ministers, presidents, top movie stars, top directors. I mean, you name it, he's in the top three profilers in the world. And so he said, look, I don't do hit pieces unless the person's really a horrible person. He goes, out of hundreds of pieces, two or three turned out to be really bad because they were bad people. And he said, I will try to tell the truth. And it's only because he's so senior that this even ended up. They ended up cutting a couple thousand words out of it that were more, you know, hardcore info and moving it to the back of the magazine. It barely got published. That's inside baseball, basically, folks. So it's stuff like this that's going to save our civilization. Somebody just being honest. And he kept his word. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. To a certain extent, the Rolling Stone writer, because he gets being a big profiler, was a little more of a hit piece, but you know, the guy was quasi-honest. Because, you know, once you talk to somebody for weeks on and off again, you know, they have a... But that barely got published because of that. This, though, is the first time someone's actually kept their word. And I've got a few problems with the current issue of Esquire. Because it's out of context. And again, I try to put out complex thoughts here that are multifaceted to really give you where I stand. Like, I've made the point of, I have zero dislike for gay people. I don't have some knee-jerk dislike of people. Just like I'm not a racist because I don't go off what somebody looks like. I go off who they are. I mean, that's fundamentally offensive to me to go off what somebody looks like. Oh, that person's got a cleft palate. They must be an idiot. I don't want to hang out with them because they're not perfectly beautiful. I mean, if that person can play the piano and it tells good jokes or likes to do the same things I do, I don't care what they look like. I don't care if they got warts on the top of their head. But I don't like the authoritarian fake left homosexual agenda that's always trying to beat everybody over the head. It's like attention getting or something. It's like parading around and trying to sexualize children and, you know, trying to inject it and recruit in the schools. I'd be against heterosexuals doing that. And so, you know, he has in there that, well, I'm not against people living together or, you know, if people want to, quote, you know, have partnerships, but it needs to be a state issue. A Ron Paul type position, then it turns into Alex Jones is for gay marriage. No, the institution of marriage is for a man and woman because of the children you're going to have. And there is an assault on that from the eugenics perspective, and they're using the whole fake gay thing as a liberation angle of that. So there's some quotes taken out of context, like, no, I get a woman who's raped wanting to have an abortion, but the difference is this is pushed as a dehumanization program, and so that's why I'm against abortion. Well, that turns into Alex Jones gets the reasons sometimes why women want to have abortions. Yeah, I get the arguments for it, but I'm fundamentally against it because of the larger issue. So then some of the left publications that are really authoritarian publications, they can then run around and go, well, look, he said he was against abortion here, but for it in this magazine. See, if I'm one thing, folks, I'm consistent. I don't judge people that have had abortions because they're told, oh, it's not a human. It's no big deal. It's a, I'm getting a tooth pulled. Just come on in. It's the right, all this peer pressure. sacrifice your children to Moloch, Quetzalcoatl, sacrifice them to, you know, on Samhain if you're a druid. People thought it was normal to sacrifice their kids in ancient times, not because they were even evil people. They thought this is what you do to make the crops grow. The high priest says so. See, I don't judge those people. I judge the conscious globalists that you go pay $300, $500, $1,000 for an abortion, depending on the type of clinic, and you don't know your child can be sold for as much as $10,000 for their organs and body parts. You didn't know that they run off, sometimes keeping the baby alive, to get it on ice at the nicer clinics so they can go, you know, sell those organs. You mean you weren't given that newsflash? That every part of your child, their stem cells, everything is rendered down, sold to be flavoring testing for PepsiCo? I mean, you didn't know that? See, I'm against what it really is. I don't judge someone that goes out and has done it through ignorance, you see, because I've done things that are wrong, folks. I undoubtedly had girlfriends that had abortions, and I was not a party to it, but, you know, the woman gets real mad at you, doesn't want to see you anymore, and then you hear she's had an abortion. That's how that works. And so I've had my children killed, and I have to deal with that. But I was young. I was stupid. I didn't understand it. I didn't know. And I'm not shooting blanks either. You know, even when you wear a condom, folks, that doesn't mean you're not going to get somebody pregnant. And I hate to have to sit here and get off into all this with people, but the point is that I'm not here judging you. They know you go do these abortions, you get older, you know it's wrong deep down, so you fervently defend it and go be part of a billboard campaign saying, I got an abortion, it's cool, you need to get one too. Make it sexy instead of making it embarrassing. So this broadcast is about being genuine. This broadcast is about being true. This broadcast is about being real. This broadcast is about really trying to break things down. And that's what it comes down to. So they can take what we say out of context to try to twist it. That's one thing. We expect that because we know we're on to the enemy. We know their program. They're freaked out by it. And again, they're freaked out by their operatives in media at every level figuring out what's really going on because we're decompartmentalizing it for them. That's what the globalists are afraid of. And I'm sorry, your formulae is already out. How you work the system is already out because of this broadcast and others. And now you can kill me or politically assassinate my name, which I would much rather. I mean, I know you're going to attack me. You may even kill me, but I like to keep living. But whatever happens, happens, because I realize how bad this system is that people are being signed onto. And young people need a chance to hear the truth and common sense. Not the globalist corporate plastic culture of lies. People deserve a real shot at being good guys. And I want prosperity, and I want justice, and I want equality. That's what I stand for, and that's what I'm here to promote. And it's one thing to twist what I say or to take it out of context. It's another thing entirely to make things up about me with no proof and to insult your audience by doing that. It is truly outrageous. And here's the statement I spoke into Kurt Nemo's iPhone last night when he wrote the article with Paul Watson. No one should feel safe in this climate where they are making all the rodeo clowns take federal sensitivity training and pay for it because one guy did something they say is wrong. I mean, that's authoritarianism. No one should feel safe in this climate. The establishment media can put out whatever lie they want, and the Republican Party, who was there, the former chairman of it, represented on Wagner's show by Michael Steele, will just agree with it because it shows the establishment itself is threatened by the awakening that is happening. And again, they said, I'm behind the terrorist, and I'm a deeply racist person. Which anyone that's heard my show knows isn't true. But again, they know it's a lie, folks. They think they're protected because the White House is behind them. They've identified Infowars.com, when the journalistic system we're building as a major threat. That's what the MSNBC segment is, a premeditated attack. So anyone who supports freedom of the press needs to get behind InfoWars.com and all the other alternative media that is under attack, like investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald and whistleblower Edward Snowden and so many others. This is exactly how countries fall to authoritarianism, because if they can intimidate us and have a chilling effect and shut us down and defame us, they can defame anybody and then intimidate everyone else. If you care about freedom, remember this quote from German pastor Martin Niemöller, who resisted the Nazis and ended up in a FEMA camp. First they came for the communist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Catholic. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Well, Hitler was more of a fascist, first socialist, what Nazi means, national socialist, but then double-crossed the socialist and was more of a fascist. This is more of a Soviet-style deal with Obama. I mean, these are real authoritarians. The Army's training with, quote, re-education centers, Army document. Just type in Army document re-education camp, army.mil. Show it to the folks, guys, if you're watching on TV. I mean, it's the real deal. And people are watching this happen. Of course they're coming out and saying, I'm a deep racist and I'm behind the Boston bombing. What else can they do? I continue here. This meets the precise definition of willful conscious defamation with malice aforethought with intent to do harm. I've sued people before for defamation successfully. I don't like to do this, but clearly if I don't respond to this, they will make up even more outrageous stuff. Will I be a child molester according to them tomorrow? Will they say I am the bomber? They're already saying I made these people bomb stuff and I'm deeply racist without showing a shred of proof. Think of how dumbed down their audience is they could do that. This is outrageous, authoritarianism. So I'm putting them on notice. I want massive retractions now. This is your tort warning. You are now on notice. Do you guys think you're invincible because you have the White House behind you? Richard Nixon thought he was invincible too. The American people are going to stand up against this intimidation against the press. And then the article goes on with other examples. I mean, Bill O'Reilly a few months ago said, we have sexual predators on the internet attacking women. And he cut to a clip of me ranting about Obama out of context, saying, I'm sick of it. We need to stand up. And my face turning red. And then did a still shot of me saying hate speech. Sexual predator on women. I mean, what the hey? I mean, they're already doing it, folks. I expect child molesters next. They could SWAT team me tomorrow, plant some on my computer. They've done it to others. I mean, this is not a game. And I guess they think you're a coward. They think I'm going to get up here and say all this, and you're going to get in your shell, pull in like a turtle, duck and cover, waiting for them to come dig you out of your hole. It's like the shooting training. When a shooter's in a building, you're supposed to, FEMA says, get in a fetal position so they can get the maximum number of deaths. I mean, you know, don't have a gun, folks. They actually say you're supposed to vomit or poop on them in training for women. In fact, pull that up. Women are supposed to pee, poop, or vomit. I'm not joking. Guy busts in to kill you, just, you know, pull your pants down and crap on them. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, to have to talk like this. This is how crazy these people are. I'm going to skip this network break. I'm bankrupting us doing this. I just can't help it. I got to keep going. The point here is, yeah, there it is. College women told to urinate and vomit to deter rapists. Anyways, and they actually say, yeah, do the same thing if a shooter's coming after you. But it's not funny. It's sick, the dehumanization that's going on. You're not supposed to defend yourself with a gun, but the government's arming to the teeth to defend themselves from who? The sovereign citizen libertarian movement. All over the country, in the Homeland Security grants, it says, for the number one terror threat, gun owners, veterans. Yeah, because they're going to start persecuting people and coming to get us. And, of course, people are going to then fight back, and it's going to be called terrorism. They've got the police gearing up for all-out war with us. And then they're going to phase out those cops as well. I mean, this has all been planned, and we've got to say no and have an awakening to it. So I want to get into this attack, and I want people to understand This attack is taking place because we know what we're talking about. Now, remember, they don't attack us on anything we say. Rachel Maddow says that I said Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City without showing me say that. She says I say giant wasp live under the UN building. We have those clips. I never said anything like that. No one's ever acted like this. Joseph Goebbels wasn't this ridiculous in Nazi Germany. It's because, folks, their constituents are in a trance. That's why Mark Dice can go out, or we can go out and say, we're going to kill babies up to age 3, it's for Obama. Yeah, kill babies. We're going to kill people over 65 for Obama. Yes, kill them. They signed the petition. We're going to arrest all gun owners and put them in forced labor camps for Obama. Yes. They can say anything now, and these people think they're on the winning team. Oh, you're going to raise my payroll tax? If it's for Obama, go ahead and do it. You're going to break all your promises? If it's for Obama, I'll do it. Now, the good news is people like Oliver Stone, who I know is a listener through his son, Oliver Stone came out and said, Obama is a dangerous, evil snake. Exactly. Because he can get everybody to stand down, the so-called left. There is no left now in this country. There's a bunch of foaming at the mouth. I'm telling you, folks, they make the Soviets look tame. I mean, these are vicious people. Even the Soviets would have propaganda that sounded good. To say, he's behind bombers.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
And
did you know you were all racist?
That view informing.
Let's hit pause again.
A certain sector.
So now, not liking governance, period, is racist. That's what Sebelius said yesterday. She said, covered the news article. She said, opposition to Obamacare is racist. See, if you didn't want your payroll tax raised when they promised they wouldn't, or you didn't want your premiums to double, already up 50%+ this year. You're a racist. You're like, no, I don't want to be raked over the coals. No, you're racist. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Here it is.
I mean, a certain sector of American politics. Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think that the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist. They're being paid to be ignorant publicly.
You're probably going to get sued, Steele.
They espouse these views that a vast majority of Americans
don't subscribe. That's going to cut into your bondage money.
But it does continue the narrative of the subtext of race and how that plays into the stories politically, economically, educationally, and what people come out of, how they come out on the other side of it. And when you have, whether it's these brothers or others who kind of fall into this trap, this mindset, the question then becomes for us going forward is,
by the way,
how do we then graduate from just sitting around in your room,
pause,
you know, musing?
And of course, they've got my image up on the screen the whole time. And they've got the former head of the RNC, God knows what else they've got on him, to have him up there doing this, saying, oh, well, he's paid to be racist. Did you know that, folks? Unity. Let's stop the black abortion, especially. Let's get the Planned Parenthood out. Let's expose Margaret Sanger and the fake left as deeply racist with her own letters saying blacks are subhuman weeds to be killed. Did you know that was deeply racist? Talking about Martin Luther King and judging people by the character of their deeds. Deeply racist. Protesting the Ku Klux Klan. Deeply racist. Where is the deeply racist stuff? And I mean, let's play a little bit more. Here it is.
To stand going out and publicly holding up a sign saying you're 47% Negro to actually doing what we saw these two idiots do in Boston.
Right. And there, though there may be only 10 people who take Alex Jones seriously, there are people. I mean,
all right, let's stop right there. I can't watch any more of it, folks. Now the Patsy Boston bombers, clear Patsy's, one of them's pled not guilty. Nowhere in American history would they ever say the guilty bomber. Rolling Stone, MSNBC, he's now guilty. Forget the drills, forget his brother in CIA, forget all the Saudi Arabians. No, no, no. He's guilty. And now he's racist. A caucus Middle Easterner, clearly. You want to get into who they are. It's Asian with a little bit of African mixed in with Central European. That's what those folks are. I mean, I guess you could call them white. Nothing to do with race. They go into somebody's computer, probably visited thousands of sites. I visit sites all the time I don't agree with. Now he's a Klan member, folks. And now, did you know the white racists bombed the Boston bombing? See, now they're saying the libertarians bombed the bombing. I mean, this is cuckoo. Folks, we need your support more than ever. And I got to tell you, we need your financial support to finish the news division, to get it up on satellite, to finish the studios that are almost done, to get the crew we need. You need to go to InfoWars Store today and vote with your dollars to get the high-quality Modafylon that protects your thyroid and is so good for your organs. Just check out all the details on Modafylon, the Southern Hemisphere brown seaweed. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com to get the ultimate youth dietary supplement, green super powder, the best stuff out there, and it tastes amazing. That's at InfoWarsHealth.com. Get the Pollen Burst Plus. Get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic and non-GMO certified. InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can call 888-789-9277. Just go sign up today. Become a distributor. $10. Get discounts or just buy out the shopping cart. Go there and sign up for free shipping. InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of other stuff that is longevity that's awesome that I carry. Get all the books. Get all the films. Get American Drug War 2. Exposing the fake drug war that mainly targets minorities because we're so racist. It's about that. That's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com because we want to get the nonviolent people out of the jails because we're racist. Get American Drug War 2. InfoWarsStore.com. Support us. Stand beside us. Buy your war bonds today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.